I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Danny. I don't want to say anything like treated you poorly or anything in this whole experience by the fact that it's been 3.5 hours now and we have not talked a single
thing. I just think
you've
treated the listeners poorly.
Oh,
is the way you should look at it.
Yeah, that's right. Because these are the takes that you don't have to workshop with people because you feel so strongly about.
Yes.
And they're just that dynamic. Okay. Let's get into it then. I don't know any other way. I'll tell you how I feel about it, but I think that we are very aligned when it comes to what the Cavs should do. But what they should do and what they will do, I feel like, is two different things at this point.
Sure. I think it depends on what you think they should do, obviously. So
I think they should be in the business of trading Darius. I think they should be in the business of trading Jared Allen. But now the further and further we get away from the Darius news and the further and further we get away from the season, I don't think either is going to happen.
So I do not think they should be in the business of trading Darius Garland. And I do not think they will be in that business. I'm with you on Jared Allen. I think he is somebody that they should look to move. I don't know if that is going to happen or not. I think there's a much better chance that he gets traded from things I've heard from reading between the lines. Like, I think there's a better chance that happens than Darius Garland.
It just feels that way. The value for Darius is shot relative to what it was, basically what the market has come out and said that he's worth.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the Cavs want to trade him. Like, I think that's also part of it. I think that the Cavs would like to see this through with Darius Garland. And if there was a way to improve the team and get better by trading Darius, I think that the Cavs should entertain it, but I think that there has to be a trade out there that makes them better. And I don't know how many of those exist with Darius Garland, because the Cavs are in a very complicated position financially right now, being in the second apron. And I think it is easier to trade a $20 million player, which Jared Allen is, and get similar value back. And I'm not saying that you have to win that trade the way that I think you would have to win a Darius Garland trade, because he's a 25-year-old two-time All-Star. Jared Allen is not that. He's not a franchise type player. I don't think he should be somebody, as I said on this show on Monday, I don't think he should be somebody that you really truly consider part of this core. He's a very nice role player and those guys are always expendable. And I think Jared Allen should be. So when you look at that trade, I think it's easier to trade $20 million than it is to trade $39 million, which is what Darius Garland is going to make next year, especially when the value you need to get back for a $20 million player is not nearly what the value you need to get back for Darius Garland is. And I think there are some other on-court things that you need to look at when thinking about trading away Darius too.
All right, what are those on-court things?
So part of the reason why I think the Cavs lost to the Pacers is because they did not have enough guys that could competently dribble under pressure. And Darius Garland was not a very big part of that series. And I think if you watch that series and knowing now what we know about his foot injury, I think a lot more of this stuff makes sense. Like, it's hard for me to look at what he did in those three games against Indy and say, yeah, this guy just can't play in the playoffs. Like, I just don't think that's fair considering
even though he has not beat the Chargers previously of being some sort of, you know, dynamic playoff player. A few years ago in the play-in games, the one he had in the Brooklyn game and the Atlanta game, he looked very good in those games.
Sure, but I think we are basing this based on a series against the New York Knicks 3 years ago.
Because
if you look at last year, he was 20 pounds lighter than he should have been after that jaw injury. Like, he was not the guy.
Well, so, but this is part of the problem.
He was not Darius Garland. Sure, but that's a different conversation than just saying this guy can't play in the playoffs.
He's very injured is the problem we're having, and it's always the only time that he's healthy in the playoffs is a Knicks series where in game three, when it's tied up at one apiece, he was an absolute no-show, 4-for-21 from the field, didn't score anything. Like, what else am I supposed to base him off?
Sure, but I think it is something, if you're looking at who Darius Garland is now, like, I think he's a better basketball player than he was at that point, and he should be. He's 25 now compared to 22 or 23 at that point, and he's gotten much more experience and is more comfortable in the fit. But I think you look at that series against the Pacers. They needed more guys who could handle the pressure. They needed guys who could, like, the physical actual pressure that the Pacers were putting on the Cavs full court defensively.
Yeah.
Not saying, like, you know, pressure of the playoffs.
I got what you're saying.
Basketball pressure. They needed more shooting, which is something they forgot how to shoot wide open threes in that series. Mm-hmm. Those are two things Darius Garland excels in. The other thing that I look at, too, is Donovan Mitchell has had a lot on his shoulders in the playoffs, and he has been a playoff riser. I think it's fair to say. If you look at what he did, despite the fact that he was playing on one leg, but he's also missed a few games last year because of a lower leg injury. Like, that is something that I think he's still in his prime. I think there's a serious case that you could say Donovan Mitchell has been better every year, and there's no reason to think he can't do that next year. But who are you going to find that helps to take that burden off of Donovan Mitchell in the backcourt? Because that is something, right. If you were to trade Darius Garland away, you have to make sure that you're just as good in that spot.
So that's the hard part for myself is that, and it feels like this is where we've kind of connected all the dots within the Darius Garland conversation, is that if you're trying to find somebody that's going to make you whole in this trade, it just doesn't seem like it exists out there.
Correct.
Like, it's going to be really hard to have a trade where you're like, whoa, Kobe Altman did it. Like,
yes.
The piece fits better, and you know that Darius is not the best player in this return. It just doesn't seem like that exists out there.
And it's not even that he can't be the best player in a trade, but there has to be a trade that makes them better, and I have not yet seen one. And we've seen a bunch of fake trades thrown out there from a ton of people on the internet. Right? Uh-huh. Like, this happens every day on NBA Twitter for every trade. Like, I have a friend who sent me a three-team trade that sent out Darius Garland and Jarrett Allen and returned back, and I think Max Strus and Craig Porter Jr.
Was your friend drunk playing NBA 2K?
No, I mean, he sent it. Someone else posted it. Like, he's like, what do you think of this? And it got the Cavs back. Domantas Sabonis.
By the way, I would not be, I don't want to be friends with people that send me NBA trade machines.
I don't want that. About Mac soft launching
it.
Takes.
Mac loves it. Nick loves it. The two of them both love the NBA trade machine. If I got it from a friend in a text, an NBA trade machine of like, what do you think about this one? I don't know that I might leave the group.
That's part of the job for me, though. That's part of the job. Like, that I'm going to be the person that these people are going to throw this at because they're like,
these people.
I'm like, well, yes, that's what my friends will do.
And then you just tear their trade machine request apart.
It's like, you know, Sabonis and Austin Reeves and somebody else. I'm like, this is a terrible idea for the Cavs. Like, Domantas Sabonis would be a terrible
fit.
Have
with
like,
trade
Austin
machines.
Reeves is worse than Darius Garland. Like,
the problem I have with trade machine conversation, and this works across multiple sports, is that no one ever thinks about the other team in this trade. They just always make it about themselves.
Right.
They always make it about the Cavs winning the trade. They never think, why would the Kings do this? They never think, why would the Timberwolves do this? Like, it's never on equal balance, but that's my trade machine thought.
That
that's why I don't
fair.
Like it. But the point is that, and I think you're driving to a good point, and it's something that I think a lot of Cavs fans have come to the realization of, is that in a lot of these trades that anybody can come up with, or anyone you can think of, the Cavs don't end up with the best player coming back. The Cavs are sending the best player. Now, I can argue whether or not Darius, with the injuries he's had in the previous couple years and the struggles he's had the previous couple years, if you're betting on the wrong pony, but it's going to be really hard in that moment for Kobe Altman to say, we made this team instantly better.
Very difficult. I don't know that. I mean, I'm sure there's a trade that exists, but it has to be a trade that makes sense for both sides. And unless there's a team that is willing to overpay for Darius Garland, I don't think that the Cavs should be in the business of just trading away Darius Garland just to trade him away. Because I don't know how many trades are out there that make them better. I don't know what Darius Garland's value is right now on the open market after this foot injury that he's probably going to miss the start of next season, 4 to 5 months. I mean, 4 months is 2 weeks in a training camp. 5 months is 3 weeks into the season.
But the Cavs have to do something, though. And I know you mentioned Jared Allen, sure. But they can't just sit on their hands and say, everything's going to be better.
I would agree with that.
They have to do something. So what do they do? Is it attacking part of that 6-10 that Atkinson multiple times throughout the postseason said was the best 6-10 in the entire NBA? Like, where are you shaking up the snow globe?
I would be shaking up the bench, and I would be trading Jared Allen. That those are the two things that I, if I were in charge of the Cavs, I would look to do. And I don't know what the return for Jared Allen would look like, but you look at him as somebody that I also think Evan Mobley should play center more frequently next year, and that's a way to do it. It's really difficult to play your best center 25, 30 minutes a night at center when you have another center that's making $20 million on the roster that has also made All-Star games. That's a tough spot to be. So I think that should be part of it, because you think Evan Mobley can get better from this too. Not that Jared's not a very good player. He is. But I think that you want to repurpose some of that money. I think that somebody like Isaac Okoro probably should not be back next year. I think Dean Wade's time in Cleveland should probably be over. I think that some of these end of the bench, or not end of the bench, but end of the rotation spots, are spots that you should probably be looking to change around a little bit and find guys that can fit a little bit better and can do what you need.
Can the Cavs win a title with it being a big three instead of a core four?
I do think so, because I think Evan Mobley can reach status as somebody that's a top 5 to 7 player in basketball. And if you have somebody like that, and you have a Donovan Mitchell, who just named first team all NBA, has been in Cleveland, a top 10 player in the NBA since he got here. If you've got two of those guys and the rest of the roster is okay, you can figure that out. I do think so. I think that,
I mean, the NBA is so weird right now, because it just feels like it. First off, and we've had conversations about super teams and dynasties and all this other stuff, but the reality is that we've had 7 different champions in 7 different years, and every time you get a champion, they think that there's going to be some sort of dynasty. I thought Chris made a good point yesterday. He's like, with the Thunder, maybe they have one based off the idea that they have just such a cap-friendly team, and they're going to hit some of the tax problems that some of these other teams run into. But you know, we've just seen way too many times Giannis wins with the Bucks. Oh, the Bucks are going to be a dynasty. No, they're not. Denver with Jokic. Oh, it's going to be a dynasty. No, they're not. Like, we just see it too many times for me to be convinced that a team in the Thunder, or even a team in the East, definitely not the Pacers, but that we just have to lay down and die within this thing. Like, no. The Cavs have a golden opportunity, but they do have to find a way to get tougher in the postseason. They have to find a way to get better, and it's just not an easy answer out there. And it's a really hard thing. I think the other thing going against them, Danny, Kobe Altman is the architect of this. He's the one that put this all together. If you devise this team and put it together and you said, we're not changing it last year, I just have a hard time thinking, like, this is going to be the year after 64 wins that all of a sudden makes him be like, ah, the light bulb went on. We can't do it with Darius and Donovan.
I don't think they believe they can't do it without Darius and Donovan.
No, they, like,
I don't think they should believe that that can't be done.
Now, the problem, though,
is
that if you trade Jarrett, and then you run it back, and it's Darius, and it's Donovan, and Mobley. If Darius gets injured, and now we've seen him get injured 2 times in the previous 2 postseasons, well, can Donovan and Mobley do damage in the postseason, just the two of them and everybody else? I'm sure they can do some damage, but are they making it their way to the finals?
It depends what Evan Mobley becomes.
Well, then that might be too fast.
That is the question, because if Evan Mobley is, and he was, listen, second team All-NBA, and I have always been high on who Evan could be as a player. I started to get a little concerned that his offensive development wasn't coming along, and then he exploded offensively this year. I went from thinking that he was going to be somebody that he'll probably make a couple of All-NBA teams in his career. He'll be a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year before this year. Now I think he's somebody that is going to be a first-team All-NBA guy multiple times in his career. Like, that is what his career...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Career is going to amount to be. So if you have a guy like that and you have Donovan Mitchell, anything is possible. I'm not saying that everything is likely, because winning a championship is incredibly difficult. That's why in the last 7 years, there have been seven different teams that have won it, because it is remarkably hard to do. But those two can do it. I don't have doubts about that. They need help. They can't do it alone. Is Darius Garland part of that equation? I think he can be. You're not asking him to go be your best player ever. But is Darius Garland good enough to be the third best player in a title team? Absolutely he is. Absolutely.
All right. 216-474-0092. Is it likely now with the Darius news that the Cavs just simply run it back with at least the three most important players on their team? 216-474-0092. Hit us up on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll continue with this. Also, I got a complaint about the NBA finals that we'll have to get into as well. Daryl Ryder at 6 o'clock. It's Jonathan Peterlin, Danny Cunningham with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan. I got breakfast from this fast food place, and so I was like, all right, I won't have lunch before I have the show or anything like that. I'm just going to just kind of coast until we get to dinner, and it'll be fine. It'll make up for me overeating in the morning, just like just missing lunch and coasting. And so anyway, so I ended up down, you know, at the bodega because I got hungry.
Yeah, as one is to do.
It was bound to happen. I got hungry. So I'm down at the store and, you know, the little bodega down there, and Pete's great. He's always there in the afternoons. He's great. And I'm watching this person's checking out in front of me, and she's got two kids, and one of them's got to be around, I don't know, 3.5, and the other one's like 4.5. My daughter's around 2.5. Like, she's close to 2.5. And so these kids were a little bit older. Anyway, so the one kid, I'm looking at the one kid as she's playing around, and she just straight up just starts stealing the candy. And Pete immediately is like, hey, don't do that. If I see you in here again doing that, I'm going to kick you out. And it is what it is, right? He had to like, you know, lay the law down. And the mom was so unbothered by this whole entire thing. But I watched, and in the moment, I instantly thought, I got to say something. But I was waiting for Pete to say something, and I was in a little bit of a crossroads. Like, clearly, I wasn't going to let the little kid steal. But also, I'm not Superman. I don't need to wear the cape here either. I don't need to be like ratting out some little 3.5-year-old. We're all 3.5 at one point.
It's not your store.
It's not my store.
It's not your place.
But I know
to step
Pete. I've known Pete forever. I would not let anybody just steal from Pete. But also, I'm not gonna just step in and be like, hey, kid, stop putting those Tootsie Rolls in your pocket. I didn't know what to do.
Especially if it's a 3.5-year-old. Like, if it's a 15-year-old stealing, I think that is different, right? Like, if it is a juvenile delinquent as opposed to a toddler.
I'm not really sure. My buddy Laszlo once, he had this incident a few years ago where he was in a bar parking lot, and this guy ended up, he was getting snippy with his girlfriend, and like, he stepped in and tried putting on the cape and being the hero and all that stuff, and it turned around, he got in a fight with this guy, and then the woman hits him over the head with a champagne bottle. And then he's like yelling at the woman as he's walking away. Like, I tried to help you. And in that moment, the lesson that he learned was basically like, I'm nobody's hero.
Yeah.
If you want me to be your hero, I'm not your hero. But in that moment, I was like, Pete, should I be your hero? Now Pete went, he's Hawkeye. He instantly was on it and was just like, hey, he was kicking the little kid out. He's like, if I see you do that again, you're not stepping foot in the store next time you come in. But I didn't know what to do. I my loyalty is to Pete in this scenario, but it's also a 3.5-year-old.
What kind of candy was it?
It was Tootsie Rolls. Yeah. And then
it's not even worth stealing.
Once the kid turned around, I saw she had a lemon head in her mouth. I don't know if Pete ever accounted for that, but that's either here nor there. But like, I'm not your hero. In that moment, lemon head
could be worth it.
I can't be your hero. My loyalty is to him, but I'd rat out a 3.5-year-old?
It's a tough place to be because you don't want to be the person that is telling another person how to parent, right?
That's kind of what it is.
You're telling a person by saying, hey, 3-year-old over there, stop stealing. You're also indirectly saying you are a bad mom, and that's not what you want to do.
Which just opens up a big time argument, doesn't it?
It does. Because then you're not only arguing with 3.5-year-old, which I think is a great way to spend a break during a radio show, but you're also arguing with the mother of the 3.5-year-old, because you, as a grown adult man, should not be arguing with the 3.5-year-old in public ever, especially if it's not yours.
It's also really not my place to go ahead and teach this mom how to go ahead and parent in that moment.
That's kind of the biggest issue here, I think.
I'm so out.
It's Pete's place.
Yeah, I'm so out on being like a good citizen at this point. Like, I'm just not. I'm just done with it. Like, I'm not nobody's hero.
Just going to be the bad guy.
I'm not the bad guy. Just the guy that, like, when they look for your, hey, so what happened over there? I don't know. I was just here.
Getting a nice tea, man.
I existed. So you watch as the person just robbed the other person. I know it's not great, but there's nothing I could do. I just sit there and not step in.
Not until the law gets involved.
That's their job, right? That's their job. I have no idea what to do if my kid starts stealing. I zero idea. Hopefully she's just not one of those kids that just decides the Tootsie Rolls are all hers now, but I got a feeling.
What if she is?
I guess I'll just try to teach her and parent her, right? Like, we'll work on that. At that point, I have to step in. That's my kid. I can't play. I can't ignore that one.
That is much different, I think.
I babysat these kids growing up. When I was like 14 years old, I was in charge of babysitting these three kids. I made $5 an hour and thought I was rich. And I remember taking this kid. It was dubbed a store for, they basically tried to put a bunch of like smart brainy type toys in there. And it was all like, there was nothing fun there. It wasn't like it wasn't no Toys R Us. It was all like Brainiac type toys. And I took this one kid, Aiden, there. And I remember he stole the toy and he got home and then he showed me the toy. And I was like, we didn't buy that toy. Like, where'd you get that from? And he was like, you know, he knew he was caught. It was what it was. And I had to walk him back to the store and be like, that's not yours. And I've thought about that with Charlotte all the time of like, what do I do if that ends up being my kid? That's going to be miserable.
Maybe that's your lesson. Maybe it's a lesson indirectly for you to know for down the road.
A lot of things flash before my eyes, and I don't know. How would you have handled this situation? Would you have ratted out the 3.5-year-old?
I would not have said a word. That is not my place to say a word.
Mac,
and I do not have, to be fair here, I have no connection to the guy behind the counter there. I don't know that guy from Adam. I have no idea who he is.
That's the problem I have in this scenario, is I have a connection with him. Mac,
so
would you rat her out?
All the time.
Maybe. Would you rat her out?
At that point, I'm walking over and, you know, perusing the different beverages that they have there.
You're just walking away from the situation.
Yep.
Actually, you leave the store. Like, I guess I'm not getting food here today.
Next break. Turns out
I don't need anything.
I forgot my change. I got to run back upstairs.
Exactly.
Jake, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Jake.
Are you ratting out the 3.5-year-old?
Yeah, no chance. I'm doing exactly what Max said. The connection does make it hard, but there's no shot. I'm calling the child out.
Imagine going back to that store with Pete there and knowing that you just watched someone steal from his store where he makes his hard-earned money, and you guys just let it all happen.
I have to really ponder whether or not I want a soft drink or if I want an energy drink.
You know what
it's
happens.
It's a tough decision, man.
You start going to other stores after this is what happens. You're like, I guess I don't shop at the bodega anymore.
No, because the convenience factor at that bodega is just off the charts.
How do you look Pete in the eyes after that?
You don't. You just look away as he cashes you out.
Maybe take a long break from
it. As I'm shopping at a corner store, I don't need to look anybody in the eye. That's the beauty of it. Keep my head down and say, yeah, I'll take the monster, please.
Quick NBA thought before the game 3 tonight. I don't love how many days are in between this.
I get that.
And I'm losing interest based off of the lack of, because it's not as if it's an overly exciting series to begin with anyway. It's not like we have a million different storylines off of it. I know you're a big NBA guy, so I'm sure you've come up with a million different storylines. 3 days in between game 1 and game 2 and now into game 2 and game 3 is just way too many.
So I understand that aspect of it. And part of it is built in because you are typically, and yes, when it's Oklahoma City to Indianapolis, it's not like a far flight. Like, this is a very easy travel series for these two teams. But part of it is, you know, you could theoretically have Lakers versus Celtics, and that is a bit of a heavier haul as far as travel goes. So you do want to have the 2 days there between games the way that you do in here for travel purposes. But I also think the NBA likes to build these things in because what did we see after game 2? We see Tyrese Halliburton limp off the podium.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with a leg thing. If you can squeeze in an extra 24 hours to make sure that there's more health available to these guys, it's worth having that extra break. And it's worth extending the series out a little bit longer to make sure that you're going to have a better product on the floor. Having multiple days off between games, and of course, there's not going to be 2 days off between 3 and 4. So game 3 is tonight. Game 4 will be a quick turnaround played on Friday. but you want to ensure that you can have as many of these players playing at their best. And I think by giving an extra rest, it is something that you accomplish there.
I get it. I understand the reasoning. And I think it does work in other series. LeBron's in the series, I think it works. We have things to talk about for 3 days about LeBron.
Sure.
And it plays. For this series, it's lost me. I mean, I'll be tuned in tonight, and I hope I get that juice back. But after the Thunder won the way that they did in Game 2, I think a lot of people have tilted back towards advantage Oklahoma City. And now we're just kind of counting down the days. And it feels like this one for this series was just a little bit too much. We'll get more in this with Daryl, more with you as well before the show ends. Daryl Ryder, our Browns insider, though, was at Mandatory Minicamp. He'll tell you what he saw as far as the quarterbacks were concerned and everything else around this team. He'll join us next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.